kid, the remote control was attached by a wire to the video player. I don't think the TV had a remote control when I first moved into the with my step family when I was about 11. But I went from a free run of the TV when I was in my big house in the countryside to then a battle with three stepbrothers for the TV and video player. And I was by far the youngest. I was 11, they were 18, 19 and 21. So they set up a rule. Whoever was in the lounge first got to choose what we watched. And then if you were ever out of the room for over 5 minutes, you relinquished that power and it went to the next person in. You know, this was fairly fair and democratic, I thought. And, you know, and they were adults, I thought, you know, so I thought, oh, you know, they'll be at university. The oldest was a medical student. The other two, I thought, well, you know, they'd have jobs. So I thought, this is cool. You know, I'll get my fair share, fair rule. Welcome to my happy new step family. Living above a post office stroke greengrocers, everything is going to be just great. But then it became apparent that the youngest of these stepbrothers, 18 years old, did nothing apart from watch TV. So if I wasn't first in the lounge, I was fucked. He seemingly never even went to the toilet either. Certainly not for over 5 minutes. I think he was wearing a nappy. I just had to watch what he wanted to watch. You know, and don't forget, in the 90s, or whatever this was, in the late 80s, 90s, this was all we were doing, watching TV. There was nothing else to do. And what he wanted to watch was fucked up, weird shit. He was into, like, you know, I tell the story in the Iron Maiden episode, about 200 episodes ago, bring your daughter to the slaughter. Very funny. Hello, I'm Godfrey Gilbert. For fans of that episode. He was 18, I was 11, so I was forced to watch things far before my time. You know, adult stuff, which was good, I guess, but ultimately destructive. All I wanted to watch, and still all I want to watch, shit game shows. Bullseye, the darts-based game show. Big Break, the snooker-based game show. That's it, really. But they were on at the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and he was in all weekend. So I thought, what I need to do? He's got up really early on a Saturday or a Sunday morning. But the fucker used to sleep in the lounge. He used to fall asleep watching the TV in the lounge where the TV was. In a gaudily stained blue dressing gown. It was a nightmare. I had to wait, bide my time. Early evening. As he'd woken up so early, the vodka he was drinking, straight from the bottle, would hit home and he'd nod off for an hour. So that's when I could turn over and watch my early evening game shows between, like, oh God, 5:30 and 7, Bullseye, the darts-based quiz show, Big Break, the snooker-based quiz show. This was the only time I could have the TV. The golden hour. Oh, and I couldn't watch videos in that time either because he slept with a remote control in his hand. The wire dangling out of the gap in his dressing gown. I used to look at him asleep, literally attached to the video and TV attached to the screen. And I used to think, how tragic, how sad. Here's someone wasting their life, literally attached to the video and to the screen. There's so many other things he could be doing. And years later, I of course realise he was just the pioneer. He was the first. He did nothing apart from stare at a screen all day. And then he'd fall asleep That's 85% of the world now. And it's everything we need to avoid if we're going to achieve anything. So much is thrown at us, tempting us away from the stuff that will genuinely make us happy and ultimately save the planet. I think of my stepbrother lying there sometimes, attached to the video and the TV. And I picture him and think, cut the cord, Nathan. Cut the cord. Don't let them control you. You are in control. Check my Instagram.